And unless and until we reach a fresh agreement with the EU, and I judge that would take between 2 and 7 years, we will be reliant on standard WTO rules and all the tariffs and all the non-tariff barriers that go with them. Now, our former mayor says, so what? He actually said, so what if we're just reliant on what all the bog-standard people have to put up with, the WTO rules and the non-tariff barriers. He wrote in the Telegraph that we're better off with basic WTO rules. He seems to think that it's better just to make do with the sort of bog-standard bargain basement rules, because then we won't have to negotiate with anyone and we won't therefore have to give anything away to anyone. Look, that's fine if you don't want anything in return. Fine, don't negotiate with anyone. You know, just accept these sort of normal bog standard rules and don't negotiate for privileges or preferential access or all the rest. But not if you want something back. And he suggested that we could do away with our tariffs altogether and practice genuine free trade. Well, I tell you, if we just did away with our tariffs and just said, right, thank you very much, you know, we're open for business, it's a free-for-all. My God, those eager in the rest of the world to fill British markets with their cheap, low-wage, environmentally unsustainable, subsidised goods would absolutely love that. China would think that Christmas has come early, insofar as they care about Christmas. Brazil would be thrilled, the Americans would have a riot, and we would not get a cent of reciprocal market access in return, because we would have opened our markets for free without asking for anything back. Does anyone really think that that is a sensible way for us in this country to conduct our trade policy? I tell you, it is not. This policy illiterate concept of free trade without asking for anything in return would put paid to UK manufacturing, it would leave Britain poorer, our economy smaller, pay packets lighter, and tax receipts lower. Far from being able to transfer savings from leaving the EU to more spending, for example, on the NHS or schools or universities or farmers, we would eventually be facing cumulative year-on-year post-Brexit austerity that would make the last financial crisis look like a walk in the park. It wouldn't happen immediately. Oh yes, there would be a shock. My God, would there be a shock? But the real point here and the real price that we would be paying is a cumulative cost over many years, and that cost we would be paying in more expensive exports and therefore lost trade with our own home market, which is the 500 consumer market of the European Union. Now, do the public